You are holy. Lord, how I long to live in your presence. How I long to sit at your feet. Peace and strength are found in your presence. Freedom from fear. Laughter and kindness found in your midst. Joy unspeakable. Humbled that you love me and that you call me your own. You gave your life that I would be your bride. Your perfect truth awakens me to the secrets of your heart. My worship, so unworthy of your love. You are a pearl of unspeakable worth. You, Lord, call me precious, far more valuable than rubies, to be loved so purely. Oh, how my spirit cries for you. My soul longs for you, to know you, the depth of your love, a love that has no boundaries. Lord, call me to you. May I break free of all that holds me. May I run to you like one released and set free. My heart longs to know you, the one I will spend eternity with. Help me, Lord, to break free of the darkness that so desires to hold me from your love. Like the fragrance of a new day is your love for me. Lord, my God, I long for you, to know you. I will search knowing your promises are true. You will hold back nothing from those who love you. Make me more like you, Lord. Wash me with your presence. Engulf me with your love. Quiet my fears. May faith come alive. My will bowing to your holiness, mercy, and grace. Change me, O Lord, a bride spotless in your sight. Only in your presence will my soiled clothes be washed clean, consumed by your fire, a bride made ready for her groom. You don't have that one in print, but I felt that that was appropriate to start this morning. Now I want to say something. Do you trust God in me, ladies? I didn't say, do you trust me? Do you trust God in me? Do you trust God in your leaders here? I didn't hear that very strong. Thank you. We are an army today. And we have a very special God-ordained day ahead of you. I want to say that you'll have one more opportunity. There's a good many of you in here today. There's like almost 100 strong. And you will have opportunity, if this is your first day, I'm going to take one final offering after the worship set this afternoon, after lunch, to cover our extra expenses, because, you know, I'm going broke giving you little presents. How about that beautiful bottle last night? They came from Egypt. Those perfume bottles with the flame topper came from Egypt. And it was just perfect because Sherry planned to say what she said, and when I told her this is what we were going to give them for Friday night, she was like, oh, can I have one to show them? So weren't you surprised when you went out and the ladies handed it to you? Was that not a blessing? And those of you that weren't here, I'm so sorry. They'll be available for sale in the bookstore eventually. But for now, and the other thing is, these prints are also available for a slight price. So if you would like a print of this picture, please, we're going to have a sign up in the back. See, Ashley, where are you, Ashley, right? Ashley? She's not here yet. All right. Who else will be the sign-up girl? Is that you, Donna? Susan. Gee. Nice eyes, Renee. Okay, Susan will be the sign-up girl. So if you would like a print, they will not be that much, but I'm taking orders before I spend. So with that said, I want to say, if this is your first day, the girls that are around you will bring you up to speed, all right? Because you will know nothing except what the girls around you bring you up to speed with, and it will be a playing out of all that we've said this weekend. Okay. I'm asking my helpers to come forward. And instead of taking an offering this morning, I want you, they're going to pass this, and you are to take one thing out. Don't take long to do this. Time's a-wasting. There's a reason why we broke you up into four. That's why we had the music playing. Denise and Eleanor are going to pass out an assignment. We thought the best way to act out what we have learned this weekend is an assignment. And what we have done is purposely, by random, put you in a place where if there is a girl that this is her first day, all the other three are going to talk to her about what's going on. Okay? If there are four of you in a group, out of one of you will be a driver, and you'll have to decide that between yourselves. We are giving you 1 hour and 15 minutes. Nursing mommies, you can do this. 1 hour and 15 minutes. Your babies will be fine. Do you trust God? Okay. Then if you trust God and you trust the God in us, then you will take this assignment. You'll read it over together, and you'll be released. But before you're released, since Stephanie suggested that you look good now, after we give you your assignment, which Eleanor is going to explain as Denise passes it out, we'll take a picture, and that's got to be quick.
All right. This is the Amazing Love Commission, ladies. The mission is not impossible. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, you have 90 minutes to fulfill the Amazing Love Commission based on the biblical principles of Matthew 25, 35, and 40. Now, when we release you, you're going to go and read it and get to it. The rules of engagement are you have to adhere to the scriptural principles, okay? You must be creative. You have to be genuine. What you're doing as unto the Lord. You must work as a team. Teamwork, okay? So decide who's going to drive. If there's a team that does not have a driver, you need to let us know now so that we can make some arrangements once you guys have decided who's going to drive, okay? A team consists of four women, minimum. Some groups will have five. Even the Lone Ranger had Tano, so no Lone Rangers, okay? Record all activity with pen and paper, okay? Paper will be provided, and I'm sure somebody's got a pen in their purse. If not, see us. We'll make sure you get one on the way out. All right? Remember to obey the laws of the land. Remember you're representing God first and First Assembly second. Stay in the promised land, the land of milk and honey. No wandering outside the borders. Assistance, you have two lifelines. Now listen up. A lifeline equals one telephone call. Okay? You may call the church at any time to ask one question per call, which means you get two questions answered. You get two calls. Okay? That's your lifeline. One question per call. So formulate and choose your questions wisely. All right? You can phone a friend here at the church. The phone number is provided for you. At any point during your mission, if your cover is blown and you're made as a servant of the Most High God, give all the glory to God. All right? Okay. You're going to be handed a sheet, the very top sheet. We want you to write down each person's name on the team, who the designated driver is going to be, and a contact cell phone number in case you call a church and get disconnected or something happens, we can call you back or we can find you. If you have children in the nursery, please write next to your name, your child's name, and your personal cell phone contact number in case we need to contact you to get you back here or something's going on with your child, okay? Is that clear? Write down your name for each person on the team, and if you have children in the nursery, make sure you write your child's name next to your name and your contact phone number. On your way out, rip that top sheet off and leave it with us, okay? Any questions?
Okay, ladies, there are scripture that you must read together to get your assignment. Now, before you leave, two things. We want everyone up here for a picture, and we're going to pray over you. Because you cannot do this without God. Just by virtue of 100 women in town with yellow shirts on, it will cause, you may not have to do anything but walk down downtown to land. Do you understand that? You may go and get a cup of coffee at Boston and just sit there, and somebody will start a conversation with you. Be creative. Do not fret. The Holy Spirit, your helper, will give you something to do. He will show you someone, okay? That's why we're all in the shirts. So everybody move to the steps quickly.